call the meeting of the Operations and Personnel Committee to get to order. Can you take the roll, please?
Linda Little.
Here.
Brian Smith.
Here.
Rachel Joy. Grant Nolan. John Jackson.
Here.
Bill Oliver. Patty Cox.
Here.
We have 4 of 7 quorum present.
Entertain a motion on the approval of the minutes from the September 21st meeting.
I make that motion.
Second.
Any questions or discussion? Hearing none, roll call, please.
Linda Little.
Aye.
Brian Smith.
Aye.
Rachel Joy, are you there? Grant Nolan. John Jackson.
Aye.
Bill Oliver. Patty Cox.
Aye.
Motion carries.
I would entertain a motion on the payroll.
So move.
Second.
Second.
Any questions or discussion? Is there anything out of the ordinary, Madam Auditor? Okay. Call the roll, please.
Linda Little.
Aye.
Brian Smith.
Aye.
John Jackson.
Aye.
Patty Cox.
Aye.
Motion carries.
I would entertain a motion on the claims.
I make a motion. We approve to pay the claims.
Second.
Are there any questions or concerns on the claims as presented? Hearing none, call the roll, please.
Linda Little.
Aye.
Brian Smith.
Aye.
John Jackson.
Aye.
Patty Cox.
Aye.
Motion carries.
Reports, Auditor.
I have a couple of things tonight. I just want to let the OP committee know that the our insurance liability, we usually have it ready for renewal right now this time of year, and it's not going to be ready until next week when we go to the CIRMA annual meeting, so they'll hand it to us then. So this is kind of our first time renewing with them, so it'll be a new experience, but we don't anticipate any major changes there. And the other thing was, I wanted just to report that the Cures Act, we were awarded $610,215 through the Cures Act, and we have to apply to get that money. But they've opened up, I mean, things like, you know, if you're off, if you tell people to go home, if you need to buy laptops for them to work remotely, things like that are included. But the other thing they've opened up to that is that substantially all public safety position employees' salaries are includable. And so if when that's the case, then we can apply 2 or 3 months' worth of public safety people's salaries and get the whole $610,000. So that's kind of what we're aiming at right now. But we're working on that request to get that money.
Great. That's
all
fantastic.
I had. Thank you.
Does anyone have any questions for the auditor? Hearing none, county board. Oh, I'll do that. You want me to do those? Okay. I thought Kevin was coming back. The first resolution we have is the Macon County Board resolution amending the holidays for 2020 to coincide with the circuit court's holiday schedule, which is basically just making it official that we will close at noon on December 24th and December 31st. I would entertain that motion.
I'll make that motion to move it on to the full county board.
Second.
Okay. It's been motion and a second. Are there any questions or concerns? Hearing none, call the roll, please.
Linda Little.
Aye.
Brian Smith.
Aye.
John Jackson.
Aye.
Patty Cox.
Aye.
Motion carries.
The next resolution is the Macon County Board resolution approving the holidays for 2021. These coincide with the court's calendar as well as agree with all of our negotiated contracts and that sort of thing. I would entertain that motion to approve.
I make the motion to move this on to the county board.
Second.
Second.
Any questions or discussion? Hearing none, call the roll, please.
Linda Little.
Aye.
Brian Smith.
Aye.
John Jackson.
Aye.
Motion carries.
The third resolution is the Macon County Board Resolution approving changing the date of the Macon County Board meeting in the month of November of 2021 due to the holiday schedule, which the meeting falls on Veterans Day, so the meeting will be held on the Wednesday, November the 10th, 2021.
I make a motion to approve this and move it on to the county board.
Okay.
Oh.
Second.
Will it go to the county board? Oh, yeah. Didn't we already have our October meeting?
Next November.
Oh, okay. 2021, I'm sorry.
Anyone have any questions or concerns on this resolution? Hearing none, call the roll, please.
Linda Little.
Aye.
Brian Smith.
Aye.
Don Jackson.
Aye.
Patty
Cox. Aye.
Motion carries.
That's everything from the county board office.
Yes.
Okay. County clerk.
No report this month, although next month I'll be bringing a resolution. We applied for and received a grant from a nonprofit organization in the amount of $66,375. So that's to go for election-related expenses in order to facilitate the vote by mail and also any other expenses related to COVID and the election. So that's on top of the state grant we received.
Great. Does anyone have any questions for the county clerk?
Do you think you'll use most of this money, the funds up, from both of them?
Yes. The mail expense has gotten pretty heavy. Mm-hmm. People, you know, we're mailing ballots out. People make mistakes. You're going to need to mail something else to them. They don't sign it, so then we're required to send a notice to them that they didn't sign it, and then they're sending it back. Yeah, the vote by mail, for anybody who's new, the vote by mail, you know, there's a bit of a learning curve.
Mm-hmm.
In addition to the fact, a lot of people who requested vote by mail ballots just either hand delivered them or came in, canceled that, and voted early.
Okay. Yay. Okay. Thank you. Recorder.
I'm Debbie.
Okay. Workforce investments.
She's sick.
Oh, okay. Rocky's not here. Citizens' remarks. Did we have any sent in? Okay. I have no old business. Does anyone have new business to bring before the committee? We do not need a closed session. I would entertain a motion to adjourn.
So move.
Okay. Second, and the meeting's adjourned. Thank you, everyone.